There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Love the earth and sun and animals. Despise riches. Give alms to everyone that asks. Stand up for the stupid and crazy. Devote your income and labor to others. Re-examine all you have been told at school or church or in any book. Dismiss whatever insults your own soul and your very flesh shall be a great poem. That's a short poem by Walt Whitman, one of the greatest poets of America, who is also known as the father of free verses. Whatever, ever that we have been taught in this world, at schools, at religious places, whatever that we have learned from books, from scriptures, whatever that others have told us, the poet is saying to re-examine that and deny everything and reject everything that you feel is an insult to your soul. The real journey begins with rejection. Denial. The journey of faith begins with denial, doubt, disbelief, fear. And the journey should begin with fear and disbelief and doubt. Re-examine every doubt, every fear, every disbelief that passes through your heart. Test everything that is within you. And then the real faith will take birth. The real path is not about accepting things and developing faith in them. But the real beauty of life is to deny first and find the truth for yourself rather than accepting whatever everything has been given to you on platter. Throw everything, rise in revolt. Spiritual life is the life of revolution. It is not the life of meek acceptance. It is the life to move from lesser planes of consciousness to higher plane of consciousness. It's a journey to understand the spiritual energy that is flowing through you. What is this energy? There are not many energies. There is only one energy. The spiritual energy. If it flows through body, the energy, if it flows through body, it becomes physical. The same energy, when it flows through emotions, it becomes love. the same energy, if it flows through intellect, it becomes science. The same energy, if it flows through senses, it becomes sensual energy. And the same energy, if it flows through spirit, it becomes spiritual energy. So the energy is one. Where it is flowing will define its destination. If the energy flows down, you will feel exhausted. If the energy flows up, you will feel enthusiastic. Whenever there is leakage of energy, even for 10 minutes, that 10 minute leakage has power to affect the remaining 24, 3 hours, 50 minutes. So spiritual life is a life of transcendence. Spiritual life is the life of ascension. Spiritual life is the life of elevation. Spiritual life is the life of divine transcendence. Arohan, moving up, going up, stopping the lower leakages. Brahmacharya is repair of all the lower leakages. When the leakage is stopped automatically, the energy finds a new path, and if guided properly, it can become art, it can become creativity, it can become spiritual energy. Every leakage brings with it frustration. Every leakage brings with it depressed feeling, a melancholia. Every leakage brings with it guilt consciousness. So this life is about, as the poet says, your very flesh shall become a great poem. Dismiss whatever that insults your own soul. Re-examine all that you have been told at school or church or in any book. Love the earth and sun and animals. There is only one dream that each one of us is having. And what is that dream? That is the dream of self-ascension. There is only one dream that we all want to come true. And what is that dream? Self-transcendence. You see yourself at the top. Anything that comes and blocks your energy is your enemy. The spirit is free-flowing. The circuits should remain open. The chakras should remain open. The flow should be spontaneous and perennial. If this flow in the system is blocked, you feel exhausted, you feel tired, and body suffers with diseases and ailments. Pain. What is pain? What is pain? Pain is mucus. What is pain? Pain is processed food. What is pain? Pain is cereals and pulses. What is pain? What is pain? All that is toxin is pain. What is pain? How do you define pain? All that brings your vibration down is pain. And we have invented painkillers. They are just suppressing. Nothing else. There is only one obstruction basically that doesn't allow you to rise up, and that is fear. Anything which is extraneous, anything which is external, the moment it enters the system, it corrupts anything. But body has become addicted to that external. Body has become addicted. It has become physiological need. A person is consuming alcohol for 40 years, and one day you deny alcohol, he suffers. A person is smoking from 40 years, one day you tell him stop smoking, he suffers. So also, anything that you put in the mouth is a sort of addiction. The moment you stop it, you feel weak, loss of strength, dehydrated, starved, even death. But you must understand, this is nothing like poison. It is similar to poison. It has entered the system slowly and it has become part of the system. The process is to reverse it. The body doesn't need anything external. Body is already made. It just needs charging. Air. Either the divine nourishment will remain or physical nourishment will remain. The moment you put anything physical into this system, it blocks the system. The process of spirituality is to get rid of anything external, is to become independent, is to achieve a sense of freedom. I don't need anything. Soul is alone to sustain this body, the power of the souls. But then, what about the addictions? Spiritual transcendence is the journey of de-addiction, getting rid of everything that poisons the system. It is not about taking this or taking that. It's about working on the belief system. And the greatest fear a man is carrying, if I don't take anything, I will die. So this is the belief system. If I don't take anything, I will die. The entire process is to get rid of this myth, this belief system. The moment you put anything into this, anything, it blocks the channels. Vibrations come down. When you understand this at a very higher level, you come to the conclusion that I don't need anything. I am free of freedom. That is pranic journey. So the path of spiritual transcendence is the journey of self-liberty. You start freeing yourself from everything which is external. You understand a very important principle. The less is more. Want is the cause of all the problems in the world. I want, I want, I want. You come to the understanding that I don't need. And the energy starts. Whatever I need is already within me. External, nothing is needed. We are made up of organs. Organs are made up of cells. Cells are made up of molecules. Molecules are made up of atoms. Atoms are made up of electrons, protons, and so on. Protons don't eat. Electrons don't eat. Atoms don't eat. They are self-sufficient, self-nourishing, self-existent. But they have got addicted. That's a programming which has been done. I need this, I need this, I need that. Throw out all the programs and create a new program. I don't need anything. I survive on the divine light of God. I survive on the divine energy which is already within me. And that's enough to sustain this body. I take direct energy from the source. This belief that I take energy from all these external things, ingestion, detoxification, digestion and elimination, tremendous energy is lost in all these processes. And what you achieve? Whatever that you put into the mouth, 99% goes out with this extra work. If you can save this, the saved energy can be used for higher purpose. What you get from all this? Energy. It's a play of energy. You are doing everything for energy. So is it possible to get the energy from some other thing? Rather than wasting time in all this, collecting, earning, then buying, and then preparing, and then putting into the mouth, and then detoxifying and digesting, and then eliminating, and then cleaning, and rest, and drowsiness, and those drugs, and doctor fees, and in between admissions and emergencies, can you take the energy directly? The answer is yes. It is possible. Matter is frozen light. We need light. We need energy. We need vibrations. That's it. We don't need all these things. They have corrupted the system. They have brought nothing but diseases. And 80% of the diseases that mankind is suffering from, they are from what he eats. Doctor Strange. There's one book, Doctor Strange. He had some problem in his hand. So he tries all the treatment, nothing works. So ultimately he goes to Nepal or Tibet? Nepal. Some old temple, some ancient masters. And Dr. Strange is standing at the door. And the chief of the monastery tells him, you can enter only if forget everything that you think you know. Forget everything that you think you know. Because there are many things which you do not know. There are many miracles. Science has just scratched the surface of existence. There are many more things which science is not aware of. Science doesn't know. Science thinks this is this, this is this, this is that. That what is seen. But there is an element which is unseen, which is invisible. And if you can know that, then miracles will happen. Get rid of all your fears, all your doubts and all your disbelief. Free the mind from all this. And know the unlimited potential that you have. We are surrounded by a society that instills fears in our heart. Do this, otherwise this will happen. Take this, otherwise you will become like this. The energy is surrounding you everywhere. Fill your being with that energy. You just need energy, nothing more than that. So there are three powers in this world. The power of soul, the power of God, and power of nature. We have learned to understand the power of soul and power of God, but we have forgotten the power of Prakriti, the power of five elements. They are equally powerful. If you can harness that energy, if you can harness that power that is surrounding you, that's everywhere, that is abundant, triple power you will become. All three together. The power of soul, the power of supreme soul, and third, the power of prana, the pranic energy, which is all around you, which is surrounding you everywhere. I am abundant. I am full of that energy. I don't need anything. I don't need batteries to play. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. So you become unstoppable. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. You become the very dynamo of energy. You become the very dynamite of transcendental powers. A new life, a new energy, a new body, a new mind, a new energy, a new flesh, new thought, new emotions, new relationships. Everything changes when you start consuming this energy. So it's all the play of energy. Life is about energy cultivation. So cultivate energy. It could be meditation, it could be exercise, new thought, anything. The main thing is to cultivate energy. Whatever you repeat in your mind, the same thing will come to pass. Whatever you keep telling to yourself, the same thing will become reality. You tell yourself that I need this, I need that. You will need that. You tell your mind, I don't need that. I am self-sufficient. I don't need anything. I am full of energy. I am the very gushing current of energy. I am the incarnation of energy. So keep telling yourself every day and you will not need anything. Automatically. The soul will become powerful, the mind would become powerful, the body would become powerful. A body that is not sick, that does not know old age, even that can challenge death. We talk of soul as immortal, but there is something known as physical immortality. If you don't allow the body to get corrupted, there is no reason for any human being to die. Deities lived for such a long time. Why? 150 years. Because bodies were pure. And whatever they were putting into the body was also pure. So, divine transcendence, divine ascent, divine ascension. Begin the new journey of re-engineering yourself, of repairing yourself, of recreating yourself, of re-transforming yourself. Install, reinstallation, repackaging. This is a new version of yourself. You reject the old, the bad, You reject everything which is outdated. Upgrade your personality. New version of your own being, your own personality. The soul needs formatting, reinstallation, and upgradation. The software has become corrupt. That's why the speed is so slow. 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, 6G, and at last Shivji.
Om Shanti.